We're coming, and we ain't backing down.
We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Yeah, looking in the mirror. Shut up!
I'm bitterly disappointed with the officiating today.
Guys being dudes.
And they run through our like through a tin horn, man.
Thank you, Lee. I wasn't energetic. I'll do it again. Thank you, Lee. Jesus, a little bit stronger. Christ. Maybe this is why the Youngs do the intro. My name is Stephen Godfrey. Lord. My name is Stephen Godfrey. That is Richard Johnson at 38 Godfrey at, is it RJCFB?
RJ underscore. Have your socials.
Underscore,
RJ underscore
right.
B CFB on.
Wait, did someone have RJ CFB?
I think. I can't remember why I did this, but there was a rebrand that occurred earlier in the season. So I'm RJ underscore CFB on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Not much on TikTok, but Instagram, we're getting going.
What I've learned is you got to be universal across the platforms.
Exactly.
It's just easier. Speaking of universal across the platforms, you are a Split Zone Duo subscriber at splitzoneduo.com. We thank you for your support of this fine audio production, as well as all the other fine audio, video, and written content productions that we do. This is an eyes list, technically, although there is no list.
Eyes list.
Just chant like eyes analysis. If this is your first eyes show, it's going to be completely different than anyone that we've done in the past, because what we normally do is we just like very anxiously write down all of our notes on this is what's happening, or you know, I feel this.
There's also so much happening that it like you gotta like get it straight somewhere.
Mm-hmm. 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 So what I want to do with this episode specifically, and look, we will take feedback. I've got another single wing coming up. You know, if news happens, if there is a hardballing or whatever, or something crazy happens with like, you know, Troy or something like that, we can come back. We are here to service your college football needs. But in this relative lull, kind of post-major carousel, pre-bowl season, I wanted to deliver to the show the sort of idle conversations that Richard and I have in between, hey, did you hear this? Or, hey, I heard this, or da-da-da-da-da. So the one that I wanted to center on today, and then Richard can throw out whatever he wants to talk about, anything that we've done sort of in the notes with each other, going all the way back to the Northwestern and Michigan State firing resignations, whatever you want to call them. Recently, Tulane had a job opening because Willie Fritz went to Houston. That's a little funny even to say out loud, because in my brain, those are still sort of like comparable American Athletic Conference schools. I know that they are not. I know that Houston is in the Big 12 now. Willie Fritz, Richard, FFC, for sure. By the way, love all the FFC stuff on Twitter. Love people asking people are like, what's an FFC? And then here's what I love about y'all. No one's filling them in. You know what they're saying? They're saying splitzoneduo.com.
That's right.
That's indoctrination, and God bless you all.
If you, if you are a first times eyes lister, sort of have FFC. Basically, this stems from sort of my theory that the higher up the rung of job you get, the less fucking football coach you have to be. Doesn't mean there aren't fucking football coaches at that level. Lincoln Riley, for instance, Steve Sarkisian, etc. But you can do more CEO things at that level and still win. Dabo Sweeney, Ed Orgeron, etc.
Yes. You can also be an FFC and become a CEO.
Absolutely.
Because I think like old Bobby Stoops, that's one that I think of. You know, if you see the Bob Stoops defensive coordinator at Florida versus like the Bob Stoops after 10 years at OU. FFC this year, I think the context that's important is that Richard and I believe-ish, that the fucking football coach is making a comeback. that the media darling is on the wane, that there have been poor results coming back in on the media darlings, and that, you know, the guy who's going to come in with a branding campaign is now not as valued as the guy who's just really fucking good at winning football games at unremarkable places.
Mike Elko, so anyway, Texas A&M.
I think Mike Elko is probably the poster boy. Although if you want to be OG and be like, what was the, it's like, if Mike Elko's never mind, then Willie Fritz is the Pixies. I'll explain it to you off air.
Yeah. Whoa, okay. You got to, that's,
I'll explain
like,
it to you off air.
That sounds like
it's
a
fine.
Podcast for another day. But on the graph, on the chart, on the nexus, like Mike Elko is probably the most fucking football coach at highest level of job.
Ooh.
Definitely for this cycle, right?
Well, like, definitely no, yeah. Without a doubt, right, this cycle. Right. I was just thinking in general. Yeah, pretty FF and close. if we are correct, and I don't know if we are, and I'll go to convention here in a couple weeks and, you know, wear a quarter zip and drink Bud Light until 2 a.m. and listen to people, you know, or at least hold a Bud Light until 2 a.m. and listen to people, you know, espouse. But if my theory is correct and there is a response happening here, I want to talk about what happened at Tulane, because in the course of just being an FFC, Richard, Willie Fritz either made Tulane a really great job, or Tulane itself decided we're going to be a really great job alongside of or in response to one Willie Fritz.
I think it's both.
Okay. And then you know what?
That Tulane, I don't think Tulane was going to buy in just for the hell of it. I think Tulane needed the results before the money and et cetera. And it also dovetails with an era in the sport when money can be over the table and it can be, in, I use the word air quotes, legal. You know what I mean? So it, and we talked about this a few weeks ago, I think, on one of these shows, like Tulane's got money. They don't necessarily really spend it, but now I think the nexus of Willie Fritz showing heavy proof of concept over numerous years with the legalization, in air quotes, of a certain type of athlete compensation with Tulane's resources and now no longer reticence to spend those resources. Some of that also has to do with an activist athlete, former athletic director, Troy Dannon, who partnered with Willie and they got this thing rolling, new stadium, et cetera. So they got this thing in a good direction. Now, where does Tulane go from here? This is the best 2-year stretch of Tulane football in,
since segregation.
Yeah. So how do you keep rolling from here?
Thanks for listening. That's Richard Johnson and Stephen Godfrey. I'm Alex Kirshner. And that was a free preview of an episode for premium subscribers to the new splitzoneduo.com on Substack. Go to splitzoneduo.com/subscribe and get a lot more of that, plus more premium podcasts, newsletters now, live chat opportunities, the chance to ask questions for episodes and newsletters, ticket discounts for live shows, and much more. We can't wait to see you over there.